I want to address all of us, myself included, to go easy on others. When you see people struggling, don't pass those statements, meaning don't be on the other side of what we were saying today. Because a good statement that comes from your mouth, if it were to encourage someone struggling in their weaknesses, would not only help them, would help you and those around you whom you love. When you belittle others, the Almighty may create a situation where you are belittled at some stage. You mock and jeer, you swear someone, the opposite will be created. At some point, you might face that, unless you've been forgiven or you've changed completely. So when you see someone struggle, please pray for them. That would depict the most genuine feeling towards them. If you see someone doing something that you believe should not be done in terms of sin as a believer, if the first thing on your mind is to expose them and to belittle them and to make sure that everyone knows about it, then you need a lot of help, my brother, my sister. Are you genuine enough to understand that we all have weaknesses? We all do. If it was our business to expose others, we would have been exposed a long time back. But if you immediately ask the Almighty, oh my Lord, here is someone really, perhaps not on the right path, help them and help me too. Whoa. Now you're speaking. This is what we're taught as believers, to care for one another in a way that you acknowledge you're also one of the rest of us. That's what it is. I might be standing in front of you on this podium today, but I'm no better than you. I have my own struggles. If I'm standing here, the reminder is for me before it is for you. Because subhanAllah, if I don't have the mercy of Allah, I wouldn't ever be able to earn His love. Allah is still most forgiving, most merciful. So that's why I say the two things. Number one, remember the Almighty is by you. He's by your side. He's with you. Don't worry. Keep going. Improve yourself. If you're struggling with your 5 daily prayers, keep going. The reason is, as you improve, one day you will get there, but push yourself. When people utter a statement that is negative, don't let it make you slide back, because that's shaitan. If you have come so close to the Almighty, and like I said, you already know, and so do I, what is required of you as a believer. I'm not here to recite what's halal and haram and permissible and prohibited and what's an obligation and what's not and so on. You know that. But I'm here to encourage you to say, my brothers, my sisters, don't give up. Let every day, like I said this afternoon in the Friday prayer, let every day that passes be better than the previous day. Then you're heading in the right direction. And in the process, do not let the statements of others ever discourage you from following what is right.